BBC News at Fiona MacDonald. The Vatican has strongly criticised a United Nations report accusing it of pursuing policies which allowed priests to rape and molest tens of thousands of children. A UN committee said the Roman Catholic Church must immediately remove all known and suspected abusers and refer them to the civil authorities. Our Rome correspondent Alan Johnston has this report.
The UN committee could hardly have been more scathing. Its report implied a complete failure on the part of the Vatican to tackle the sex abuse scandal. It alleged that there were cover-ups and strategies that worsened the problem. But the Vatican has complained that the report took a negative attitude towards its work to address the issue. It argues that it now has a substantial program in place designed to keep children safe when they come into contact with the Church. And the Vatican has strongly objected to the report's criticism of its attitude towards matters like abortion, contraception, and homosexuality.
The Panama Canal Authority says works on a project to widen the important shipping route has been suspended because of a dispute over rising costs. The head of the Spanish company leading the consortium has denied work has stopped and said the company is willing to continue its negotiations.
The Panama Canal is marking its centenary later this year, but there is little reason for celebration today. Just over a month ago, the building consortium led by the Spanish company Sacyr gave the Panamanian authorities a deadline to pay $1.6 billion in added costs to the project. Panama refused and blamed the building companies for the increased construction bill. Thousands of jobs are now at risk, and the impact would be felt across the region, where many ports have invested heavily, expecting greater demand following the widening of the canal.
That report from Leonardo Rocha. The Israeli authorities have approved the construction of more than 500 new apartments in disputed East Jerusalem. Contractors are expected to start building in three neighborhoods. Palestinian officials said the decision undermined the already fragile U.S.-brokered peace negotiations. One of the largest chains of pharmacies in the United States, CVS Caremark, has said it will stop selling all tobacco products by October. CVS Caremark chief executive Larry Merlo said cigarettes had no place alongside health care. Here's Regina Vaidyanathan.
This is all about their positioning as a company. Now, CVS wants to expand its healthcare offering and offer much more in terms of vaccinations and even anti-smoking programs, so more than just picking up your medicines. And the CEO of the company said offering that and expanding the healthcare service that they provide was incompatible with selling cigarettes and other tobacco products. So that's why they've decided to do that, because it doesn't really fit in with their long-term business strategy.
World News from the BBC. Security forces in the Russian region of Dagestan have shot dead an Islamist militant during a house siege in the town of Izberbash. 30-year-old Jamaldin Mirzayev is thought to have organised suicide bombings in the southwestern city of Volgograd in December. He's thought to have trained the two suicide bombers who killed 34 people. The former footballer David Beckham has launched a new Major League Soccer team based in Miami. Mr. Beckham's team has been created by a deal involving his investment group and the U.S. Professional Soccer League. If local officials approve an agreement on the location of a stadium in Florida later this year, it's understood the team could start playing in 2016. David Beckham says he's very excited by the challenge.
To be standing here, you know, being an owner of a team, it's a dream. You know, it's a dream, and it's a great, I personally think it's a great example for kids. You know, I've had the career that I've had, I've worked hard, I've done a lot of great things in my career, and now I'm sat here and I'm an owner of a team.
Hungary has agreed terms with Russia on a loan to finance the expansion of Hungary's only nuclear power plant. Moscow will lend $13.5 billion for the construction of two new reactors, more than doubling the capacity of the plant in the southern city of Poch. Left-wing opposition parties have promised a referendum on the deal if they win elections in April. On Monday, Greenpeace protesters took over the Liberty statue in the capital Budapest. The pips, the hourly markers that listeners to the BBC World Service can hear at the top of most hours, are 90 years old today. The six pips have changed little since they were first heard in 1924. They were controlled by two mechanical clocks at the Royal Greenwich Observatory in southeast London, hence their official name, the Greenwich Time Signal. The only difference is that back then all the pips were of uniform length, while now the last one is elongated. BBC News.